We're back here on the game. John, Tyler, Mitch, whole crew here with you. You can't be serious in 10 minutes. This segment we've got, I guess you could call it K-State football news. I think they're losing in some ways. We're seeing the genesis of it, the beginning of it. One of the big cards that they love to play year in and year out, they may not have at their disposal next season. But before we get to that, I believe we do have Aaron back on the line. So let's get Aaron's K-State hoops question in here. What's going on, Aaron?
Hey, guys, another cold one.
Oh, no kidding, man.
Just two things here. Number one, the call at the end of the game. Number two, the rest of the season going forward. You know, I'm a very passionate fan, but the outcome of the game really didn't bother me. We may have got blown out in overtime. You never know. But what bothers me, number one, what would Bill Self have said today on the teleconference if K-State got away with the travel instead of KU? And number two, it just blows my mind that there hadn't been a reprimand to the officials. I don't see how you differentiate between Tuesday night and what happened in the debacle in Ames between KU and Iowa State a few years ago when those officials were reprimanded. And then secondly, the rest of the season, I feel like the bar's been raised on this team. I've been down on Weber, but I feel like the bar's been raised because of Tuesday night. Number one, we went toe-to-toe with KU in their house. Number two, there's more parity than ever in this league. And I expect this team to do very well the rest of the year. Should be a top three or four finish at the very least.
Well, yeah, I appreciate.
I'm disappointed if that doesn't happen, and I'll let you guys discuss it.
But yeah, I appreciate the call, Aaron, and I think I'm going to attack those points. I tried to write down where you were going there because I had immediate things come to mind on all three. I think you make good, valid points. I think the point about Bill Self, we'll start in chronological order there. What would Bill Self be doing right now if that call goes the opposite way? One, if that's Wesley Owundu, for instance, going in for that lay-in, you can bet your sweep behind traveling is called. So I'm not sure that we'd be sitting here having that discussion anyway. But if it were, yes, I think Bill Self probably does make a bigger deal out of it. And I think some of that is just because of the situations the programs are in. I mean, we opened the show today talking about how you have to put that behind you and you have to start putting wins up there. You got to start notching wins and actually make this game mean something for your overall season. That's a different position than what Kansas is in. Look, they know the roster they have. They know that they're going to have a very, very good season. So I don't think it's quite as important probably for him to, quote-unquote, set the tone of moving on. So I think he has a little more freedom and leeway because of the position their program's in to go out and complain more about it. Like I said with Cole earlier, I was floored too that nothing's come out about the officials, any kind of statement, any kind of reprimand, anything like that, especially because of, in some ways, a precedent that they set with the block charge thing at Iowa State. And, by the way, block charge is
a judgment call.
Much more subjective than a traveling call is at the end of the game there. So, totally agree with you on that. And I think most people do view the bar being raised on this season right now, whether you were pro Bruce Weber, anti Bruce Weber coming into the season. Caller Aaron said that he wasn't really all that much on the Bruce Weber bandwagon, but now his expectations have risen and he is starting to get there. And I think that's a totally reasonable take to have on what you saw in the game in Lawrence.
Yeah, I would agree. The one other thing I would add to what you said and what Aaron had to say on Bill Self is it's so early in the season that he'd be taking a huge risk to make any headlines with what he's saying about this situation, because then the spotlight gets magnified even more on every single game and every single call at Allen Fieldhouse, and he may lose some of that advantage. And that's not something that, if you're Bill Self, other than maybe out of the integrity of the game, there's no reason that he's going to be upset for still getting those calls made. So,
little bit of football here. We've talked so much about hoops over the last couple days. I actually am such a college football nerd and kind of junkie that I enjoy things like this. Some people probably roll their eyes at this time of year about preseason top 25s, too early top 25s. That will not be what the main point is here. But the jumping off, the starting point, is that K-State is ranked 18th in Athlon's early top 25 for next year. That's some respect for the Wildcats. And I know we speculated about, one, where they'd be ranked in the final rankings, but two, if they'd be ranked in the final rankings, and then two, what the expectations are going to be for next year, because there were some murmurs right after the game. Even Jesse Palmer on the broadcast was saying, hey, this is a young team. People realize it's the youngest team in Bill Snyder's tenure, and they just won 9 games, won 6 of their last 7, and bring almost everything back on offense and a lot back on defense. There's a lot to like here for K-State in terms of where they may finish in the Big 12 next year and what the expectation level is going to be for the 2017 season. This is an early indication to me that some of the national sources are going to be on board with that. And what that means is this may be a rare year where the disrespect card can't be played as much, at least at the beginning of the season. And I think that's worth discussing because this program just thrives on that. Mm-hmm. They absolutely thrive on it.
Even back in 2012 when they were in a similar situation, bringing back a lot, they had had a good season in 2011. Yes, they were ranked in the preseason polls. They were 22nd in the AP, 21st in the coaches, but they were picked 6th in the Big 12 preseason poll, and so they still had that to kind of lean on to play that disrespect card. I'm not sure if that's going to be the case this year, but in this way too early top 25, K-State is the third team listed. They've got OU at number 6, Oklahoma State at number 11, K-State at 18. And by the way, that's just 3 out of the 5 Big 12 teams that they have in their top 25. It's looking to be a pretty good year for the Big 12.
And Bill Snyder, I think, was aware that this type of thing was going to happen. He fielded a question in the postgame press conference. I sincerely apologize. I thought I had it in the list here to play. I don't have the specific cut from Bill Snyder, but to paraphrase, when he was asked, like, hey, what kind of a tone can this set for next year? You got 17 starters coming back, and you just won 6 of your last 7, 9 games overall. He said, hey, I told him in the locker room, that guarantees you nothing. Like, it starts right now. He went into that mode right away, which is what you have to do. I mean, I agree with him on that front because they may not have as much of the disrespect card to be able to play next year. You got to find some way to just keep after those guys and keep them motivated.
Yeah, because your number one concern over the course of the offseason is not finding good players to fill holes. It's battling complacency within the walls of Veneer. You know, it's about getting those players to get out of bed at 8 o'clock and decide that they need to go in and lift today, or they need to go in and watch film today. That's a little bit
different.
They're
not waking up at 8 o'clock to do that, I'll tell you that much. Okay. Make it like 5.
Okay, you know what I'm saying. It's about fighting complacency, and that's a position that K-State the last couple of years anyway has not really been in.
True. It'll be, I think, a new kind of season for K-State in 2017. And when it was 3-3 sitting there after the Oklahoma game, who would have thought we'd be having this conversation right here in the new year, in January 5th of 2017. You Can't Be Serious. As always, we'll finish up the show how John Travolta inspired a tremendous celebration. You're listening to The Game.